Good afternoon. Ukrainian national Ihor Hrushevsky, a former senior official with Ukraine's Interior Ministry's Department for Combating Organized Crime, has died under unexplained circumstances in the Karla Alta residential complex in Vilohoyosa, where the Russian pilot Maxim Kuzminyov was previously murdered on the evening of the 29th of June. Hrushevsky was swimming in the complex where he just recently purchased an apartment. He was found face down in the water with no signs of life. His death raised suspicions among residents who speculated that a heart attack or stroke might have been the cause, but the possibility of murder has not been ruled out. His death occurred less than a year and a half after the murder of the Russian pilot who had defected to Ukraine. He was killed by Russian agents in the underground parking garage of the same complex. In Alicante, officials from the National Police have apprehended a 35-year-old German man. In 2020, Germany filed a European arrest order for him on 28 narcotics trafficking charges. According to the police, the defendant allegedly used stolen building materials to pay for the narcotic substances, primarily marijuana, that were brought from Spain for sale in Germany. He was financing the acquisition of the narcotics by stealing scaffolding material from corporate warehouses and selling it on. Following police investigations, the detainee was handed over to the National Court, which is in charge of the case. A hard-hitting report released by Greenpeace has again cast a harsh spotlight on coastal overdevelopment across the Valencian community, with particular focus on Denia, Javier, Calpain, Barreira and the inland town of Pego. The organisation's latest edition of Destruction at All Costs 2025 warns of the region's continued disregard for climate risks, unsustainable tourism and worsening water scarcity. Backed by new satellite maps, Greenpeace highlights how the Mediterranean is warming at nearly triple the global average, leading to intensified storms, higher sea levels and an increased risk of flooding along the eastern coastline. Without change, they warn, the consequences will be costly. And this summer, drivers might do a double take as a brand new white light is about to join the red, amber and green on some traffic lights. It's all thanks to the rise of self-driving cars. The white light is being trialled. When self-driving cars approach, the traffic system spots them and the white light flicks on. Red still means stop, green still means go. The white light is just an extra layer when self-driving cars are in control. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.